On University at Albany Week, kids who are prosecuted as adults have a hard road ahead. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Megan Curlicek, associate professor in the School of Criminal Justice, details the issues with charging youths as adults.
The intention behind developing the first juvenile justice system in the United States was to keep youth away from the criminogenic influence of the adult criminal justice system. However, since its inception near the end of the 19th century, there remain a variety of ways in which youth can and are processed as adults, thus ending up in adult jails and prisons. These policies are mainly premised on the idea that certain youth are more mature criminals and not worthy of the protections of the juvenile court. Cycles of reform are constantly alternating between punitive and rehabilitative policies. An in-depth focus on the best and worst aspects of these policies is necessary in order to analyze the current state of juvenile justice processing in the U.S. My current research looks at a population of all youth arrested in New York State in 1987. The period was during a time when New York processed all 16 and 17-year-olds in adult courts, and the nation was in the middle of a campaign to get tough on youth crime. Using natural county and judge variation in sentencing practices, I was able to create a matched sample of youth that either do or do not spend time in adult jails or prisons. These youth were matched on prior record, crime seriousness and type, race, gender, and other demographic factors, and then followed for 25 years to examine differences in later offending patterns. The study finds that youth who spend time during these formative years in an adult jail or prison are more likely to recidivate more quickly, to commit more crimes overall, and to have longer times to desistance. The results speak to the continued debate regarding the promise of rehabilitation versus punishment for reducing recidivism among the most serious youthful offenders.
That was Megan Curlicek of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.